Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. America's bees are dying in record numbers, and according to some researchers, the way we grow our food is to blame. These tough little insects are unsung heroes of the billion-dollar ag industry, pollinating roughly a third of every bite we eat. And their dwindling numbers is sparking a crisis about the future of our food system. In 2025 alone, beekeepers lost more than 60% of their colonies across the United States, and wild bees are also in steep decline. But there is some good news in the form of people trying to help save the bees. Jenny Durant is a science journalist and bee researcher with Sacramento Roots who has been studying this dilemma for her new book, Bitter Honey. She has a book event tonight at Wild Sisters Book Company in Sacramento starting at 6 p.m. and she joins us now to talk about bees. Welcome to Insight.
Thanks so much for having me.
How did you become a bee researcher?
Well, it's kind of funny. I started in the Philippines, actually. I was on a Fulbright scholarship, and I was feeling kind of homesick one day at my research site, and my neighbor, who is a Peace Corps volunteer, had left a book behind. He had left the region, and it was The Secret Life of Bees by Sue Monk Kidd, and I was reading this book, feeling homesick, and I thought, you know, what will make me feel better is going and doing some beekeeping, which was kind of a weird reaction. And so I looked up this woman. Her name was Vicky. And she as well. And she had a kind of a little bee themed resort. And so she had like hexagonally shaped rooms, and she was growing or farming bees. And then she was teaching beekeeping to beekeepers throughout the island. And so I went and stayed with her for 10 days. And this was in 2007 when colony collapse disorder happened. And so while I was there, I said I was going to write a little pamphlet about bees for her. And as I started writing about it, I was learning about how these bees were disappearing across the United States and around the world. And I really wanted to understand what was going on. So I just kept being into bees for a few years after that experience. And then in 2012, started my PhD and started researching commercial beekeeping and our food system and how that might be playing a role.
And that sparked your book.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Bitter Honey. So California is often referred to as the country's breadbasket, given that we grow so much food in the Central Valley. How important are bees to this equation in the Golden State?
Yeah, they're hugely important. Bees help pollinate apples, pears, avocados, cherries, plums, berries, melon, squash. I mean, so many of the fruits and vegetables that we eat that also provide a lot of nutrition. And then also almonds. So that's a huge one. Almonds produce, I think it's like $5 billion. It's a $5 billion industry here in the U.S. And they are here in California. And they are totally reliant on bee pollination. So bees actually help increase the yield of a lot of crops, increase the size. But for almonds, they actually can't produce a fruit without bees. And so beekeepers have developed this really important relationship between the almond industry and themselves to come every year in February and pollinate almonds.
Yeah, I mean, in your book, I think people will be surprised that the decline of bee populations is something that people have been worried about for a long time now. We've had conversations on Insight about it. But instead of linking these outcomes to a single issue like pesticides, for example, you argue that the role that bees play in agriculture, the way we grow our food, is the leading culprit. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so there are a lot of singular causes that do cause bee losses. So pesticides play a role. There's a parasitic mite called varroa mites that are one of the major drivers of bee losses. But my point is that these singular causes can all be traced back to the way we farm our food. And so, for example, you know, bees getting exposed to pesticides, it's often because they are pollinating crops and they're exposed to pesticides while in those crops. But it's more complex than that because it's also that we've transitioned from a diversified farming where we have a lot of different crops growing on one farm to monoculture farming where we have a single crop. And what happens there is that we don't have food available for native bees year round. And so farmers have become reliant on this model where they're bringing in bee colonies from off-site in to pollinate because there just aren't native bees around for them anymore. And then bee colonies are taken off that site, taken to the next farm. And so they've kind of become given gig workers, and it's stressful. They have to be fed supplements. They need to be trucked around the country. They need to be managed for mites, and sometimes are bred in ways that make them more vulnerable to mm-hmm. those mites as well. So it's this kind of collection of issues.
I mean, yeah, I think about, like, if I was driving across the country all the time for yeah. work, I mean, it does put a stress on your body. And one might think on the surface, like, oh, well, bees are just doing what they're meant to do. They're pollinating. But I guess this pollinators for hire, yeah. essentially, yeah. That puts a lot of stress on bees and their colonies.
Absolutely. And what's hard is that a lot of beekeepers, and this kind of gets back to the title Bitter Honey, is that it does refer to the bitter honey that is made in almonds, that's produced when they're in almonds. But it also refers to this Faustian bargain that beekeepers have made. Many of them don't want to be in this situation where they're having to manage their bees so intensely and at this commercial industrial level. But it's the only way they can, you know, make a profit. They can barely even scrape by. And, you know, a lot of them have been in this industry for generations, and they're faced with losing their operations or ramping up, you know, the production of their bees. And so it's not, I don't blame beekeepers. I don't blame farmers. It's this larger system that we're in that puts a lot of pressure and kind of forces us to push the nature that we rely on to the brink.
Yeah. I mean, I have a family member who's a beekeeper, and they had a business, and I mean, they love bees,
yes.
you know, and they loved the work. I guess today, can beekeepers survive off of the money they make from just honey production?
Yeah, most large-scale beekeepers can't. So there are smaller beekeepers who maybe do it as a side gig, or maybe they just focus on small kind of artisanal honey production. But most larger-scale beekeepers, like, you know, maybe 1,000 colonies or bigger, really do have to lean on commercial pollination. And I think the current statistic is something like 90 to 99% of all commercially managed colonies are brought to California for almond bloom each year. So imagine all the colonies in the United States being shipped here all at one time, you know, in the same place. And that is because almonds provide, I think it's over 80% of beekeepers' pollination income. And 50% of most beekeepers' income is coming from pollination income. So it's like half from honey, half from pollination. And so they are intensely reliant on commercial pollination as a source of income.
Yeah, so we're focusing on the plight of bees, but is there any good news out there when it comes to bees?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's some of the benefit of having a systemic view of what's driving bee losses, is that there's so many different ways to help. And so in the book, I highlight a number of different ones, but the main thing that I focus on, besides efforts that beekeepers are making themselves, are things that we can do. And the biggest thing we can do is plant flowers. You know, bees are hungry, they need food, and we don't have enough food for them, really. And so I really encourage people to learn about local native plants or any bee-friendly plant that they can plant in their yard, put on their balcony, or plant in a community garden, or just talk to other people about how important flowers mm-hmm. are and bees are as well.
You know, some people or a lot of people might be afraid of bees, and they're like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, bees kind of keep to themselves. Like, we have a chestnut tree, and when it blooms, we have so many bees like in our front yard, and it feels nice. It feels nice that you're contributing.
Yeah, and it's so, and then there's also a lot of native bees that are not aggressive in any way, don't sting you. And I mean, there are little bumblebees that I've like pet and I've held in my hands. And so bees, there's so many different kinds of bees, and a lot of them are really sweet and gentle.
So your events tonight, Wild Sisters Book Company in Sacramento off Folsom Boulevard. What can people expect?
Well, we're going to be doing some honey sampling. So I brought some almond honey, which is really hard to find. It's not commonly sold, so people can kind of taste what this so-called bitter honey tastes like. I also have some local honey from the Bay Area. And then we're going to have a conversation. I'll be joined by my friend and colleague, Dr. Ryan Galt, and we'll be chatting, and it's going to be about an hour. And we've had some really fun conversations so far, so I really hope people can join me.
Well, Jenny, thank you for stopping by ahead of time.
Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure.
Jenny Durant is a science journalist and bee researcher. Her new book, Bitter Honey, is about the decline in bee populations and how it can affect our food systems. She has a book event tonight. We just talked about it. It's at Wild Sisters Book Company in Sacramento starting at 6 p.m. We have a link with more information on our website. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy Science Friday. We'll catch you back here on Monday.